March the 7th, yielded to God.
This week, Derek shows us how every part of our body needs to be yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness. Today he shows how that yielding moves from our wills to our physical body, and in particular, our tongues. In Romans 6, verses 12 and 13, Paul said, "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. We have been set free. Sin must not control our hands, our feet, or our tongues. On the contrary, Paul said, we should yield ourselves to God and our members as instruments of righteousness to God. There's a double yielding. First, we yield our wills to God by saying, 'Not thy will, but yours be done.' In Matthew 6:10, the Lord's Prayer, the second petition is, 'Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.' When we pray, 'Your will be done,' it begins with the will of the one who's praying, the one who wills for God's will to be done. Once we've yielded our wills, we then yield our physical members to God as instruments of righteousness. In Greek, the word instruments literally means weapons, implying spiritual conflict. These are not just any instruments, like a hoe or a plough. They're fighting instruments, like a sword. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is key, because in that experience, we first yield our wills to God. We then yield the one unruly member that we are powerless to control, the tongue. When we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, we actually fulfill the instruction to yield our members to God as instruments or weapons of righteousness. Certainly when the tongue has been yielded to God and taken over by the Holy Spirit, it becomes a weapon in prayer, in testimony, and in preaching. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I yield myself and my will to God, proclaiming that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and his glory. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries. Reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.